Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
It is.
Yo, it is. A special edition of High Hopes Radio.
They are going to make us lose our minds.
I did not expect to be here right now. I expected to be here in much happier,
yeah,
a happier mood, a happier moment. They didn't show up tonight, Fritzy. We're going to have the first Game 7 in the history of the Philadelphia Phillies. And don't get me wrong, there's no other person on the planet I would rather trust tomorrow than Ranger Suarez with that game. But I'm not there yet, Fritzy. I'm pissed off, man. I'm pissed off. I'm not going to freak out like last time. But, like, what the hell was that, dude? Like, this team in this building has been so freaking special in the National League playoffs the last 2 years. And tonight, for the first time in this building, they didn't show up.
Yeah, so I feel a couple things. One, I think they relied too much on the crowd. I think they thought that they could just roll in here, get behind this crowd, and like the crowd would almost carry them in a way. And I think they relied too heavily on that. I thought they got super tight out of nowhere. You know, like it was only 3-1.
I know.
And it felt like a 5-run deficit. Like the way their approach has completely changed. They did a great job on Merrill Kelly early in the game. I mean, he had like 45 pitches through two innings, like where they're making him work. And then they just threw it all out the window for what reason, I have no idea. And that's what's so disappointing. They completely no-showed in obviously a clinching spot. And it just continues to feel to me like they have overlooked this Diamondbacks team the entire time. Went up 2-0, go and lose two straight in Arizona, and no-show game 3. Game 4, I don't know if they no-showed their closer-ish guy. He no-showed. They respond in game 5. They swing the momentum back to their side, and they show up tonight. And I thought that they just expected to come out and win a ball game, and the Diamondbacks, they got some home runs. They took control of the game, and they just wilted. Like, they totally wilted tonight, and all of a sudden, it's like, let's hit home runs all the time. Like, you stick to your ball game. Stick to your game plan. So, it's – I don't know how you let that happen, but I will say this. I'd still be surprised if they lost tomorrow. Like, I'll be able to do the doom and gloom. No one's better at doom and gloom than me. I didn't talk to you for the last six innings.
Jag was a mess this game. You were not fun to be around, man.
No.
At one point, you disappeared for a little while, and Elliot and I were literally like, I hope Jack's okay.
Yeah, I just sat by myself.
We texted you. I was like, are you okay? And you just wrote back, no.
Yes. So, didn't handle it well. But there's no freaking way that a season that has been as special as this, that's been as good as this, that has had as many moments as this, in this ballpark, in this playoff series, where that they're going to lose a Game 7 at home after being punched in the mouth tonight. Like, I would still be completely surprised. You have all of your horses rested and ready to go tomorrow. He can pull out all stops. If he wants to go to Zach Wheeler tomorrow, he can. And I think this team, I just think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be fine. And I know tonight sucked, and it bothered me how they showed up, and it was loser vibes, and I don't know why they did it. But I think they got us tomorrow. I really do. I think they got us.
So I do too. It's one of those things where I do. Like, I really logically believe that they will win tomorrow. They're a better team. They're at home. And what I said at the top is true. Like, if you could pick, even with Zach Wheeler and as great as he's been, like, if you could pick one dude in a the season is on the line moment, Ranger Suarez has been that guy. He's got the best postseason ERA in the history of baseball. Like, yes, the Phillies are set up well for a Game 7. But to your point, like, we shouldn't be dealing with this.
Well,
we shouldn't be going to a Game 7. They didn't show up tonight. And that's why, logically, I do feel confident tomorrow. I think they have the pitching advantage. I do think the crowd will matter, the whole thing. And I believe in this team from what we've seen prior to this. But, like, I can't say I'm sure anymore. Sure anymore after what I saw tonight. Like, they have let doubt creep into this. And I do think they'll win tomorrow. But I'm not as confident as I've been, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, and then it goes back to Game 4, where this series should be over. And if they don't, it's an all-time. I mean, it's an all-time.
The stakes are really high tomorrow.
It's an all-timer.
It's not just to go to the World Series. It's this whole thing, this whole love affair, this whole magical ride between last year and this year. Like, if they lose tomorrow, like, the whole feel about the team changes. Everything changes. The next season changes. The expectations change. Like, it is you know, it has been a real ride with this group, and I'm with you. I can't see it ending tomorrow, but if they blow it tomorrow, it's a disaster.
Yeah, there's a lot of stakes. I mean, there's a lot of stakes in tomorrow's game from the standpoint of this team. How much can we trust them? You know, there'll still be goodwill, you know, NLCS, but it's like, it's the Diamondbacks. They won 84 games, and I know they're better than an 84.
Look, credit them. They should have been down 2-0. They fought back. And even though the Phillies have let them win some games, like, you know, credit
to them. Well, they haven't died, yeah.
Credit to that team. They have fought hard, man. And they came in tonight ready to win, and they won.
No, they totally did. They totally did. And, like, that. People will be mad at Nola. And I sort of get it. You know, obviously you want him to go out and be shut down. But at the same time, like, he allowed those home runs, settled in. Tonight is just totally on the offense. It's totally on the offense. And that's why tomorrow, you can't let what happened tonight happen tomorrow where, you know, they go up two. You know, go up one, I don't think people are panicking.
Mm-hmm.
Go up two, all of a sudden it's like,
you feel it.
It's tight around here. It's tight around
here. And that advantage that is the crowd can become a disadvantage. It can. If it is tight in here, look, the players talk about how much they feed off the energy of this crowd, feed off the energy of this building. If the energy in this building is tight and afraid.
Yeah.
You know?
That's how it was tonight. I mean, that's how it was tonight. It was a tight ballpark.
And look, I don't blame the crowd. I don't blame the crowd tonight. The crowd tried. Like, there were moments early on, like, when they were down 3-0, the crowd was still in it. When that first run scored, the crowd was going crazy. They were in it. But after inning, without anything to cheer for, like, it is hard to keep bringing that energy.
Yeah, I mean, especially when there's no reason. I mean,
exactly.
They didn't give them anything. They didn't give them anything. They could never just get a breakthrough hit. And Merrill Kelly was good. I mean, this is why I never want to
think. Yeah, we didn't. In the coming to the series, we were like, Merrill Kelly.
Yeah, he's crafty. Yeah. He's a crafty righty. And again, like, it felt like they had a lack of composure. It felt like they relied on, hey, we're back at the ballpark. We're back at the bank. We can't lose there. We can. And that's why I didn't. That's why I was mad at myself all day, James. I was mad at myself all day because I had the feeling of they're never losing a Citizens Bank
player. I know, like, I did too.
And I knew when I get in that mindset, they're going to find a way to lose it. Like that's a lock. Every time I'm like, absolute, bang. They come in and then they totally surprise us. It sucks. Really sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks, especially, again, because now we're sitting in a situation where even if we feel confident in the team tomorrow, I mean, it's a game seven.
Yes.
It's baseball.
Anything can happen.
And there's the chance that this magical ride that has felt special, like really special, could come to an unexpected, disastrous ending. And that is concerning. 215-592-9494.
I can't have the cameras panning to the crowd tomorrow with the sad faces.
Oh,
yeah, because I mean, we have potential for all time sad faces tomorrow.
I know. It should be. If they lose tomorrow, it's a bad one, man.
Yeah.
It would be a really, really bad series loss. We look back at game four would be an all time loss.
Game five would be the new game 2 and 11.
Yep. That's exactly right. Game four. Game four. Yep. And, you know, we shouldn't be here.
We should not be here.
But we are. And we're going to have a game seven tomorrow. 215-592-9494. It's High Hopes Radio Special Edition, a final out. Let's take your calls. Let's start it out where we have every single night after these games. He usually calms us down when we're upset. I don't know where he's at tonight. Let's find out. Let's go to our guy, Black Gritty. What up, Bo?
Nola, baby mama. So first of all, Nola, I'm not mad at Nola. He got himself back on track. It happened. What I'm mad about is Merle being a punk and fake walking Schwarber and Bryson and the pitching coach going out there acting like, oh, you're okay. Like, dude, you're scared of these guys. You got them off their rhythm. You got the crowd out of it. You had a strategy. That goes back to Topper not messing with the lineup, and they know it was coming, and they had a strategy. Good for the Diamondbacks to come in and win one game. They won this game. I can't say nothing about it. They earned their victory. Good job, Diamondbacks. That being said, baby mama, fix your face. Jack, you stay right where you at. I like you at the pessimistic 50-50 line all the time. Don't ever get happy. Don't ever get sad. You stay right where you at.
Thank you.
But baby mama,
this
is Philadelphia. Yes, laugh like you just laughed. Smile like you smiled. Okay. The world is good. We are good. I have Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, Schwarber, and a rested bullpen. And I actually know Lorenzo can actually pitch again now, apparently. So, Topper, fix your funky face and switch this lineup so that we get some help behind Bryce so he can't just sit there and pick apart this team to start the game tomorrow. This is Philadelphia. This is Citizens Bank Park. Rally cows. It's still and always will be. We're getting to win tomorrow. Fix your face. Run October.
My goodness.
Topper, fix it. Topper, fix it.
Need it. Look,
he's not.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to change the lineup tomorrow. I agree with you. If he didn't change it tonight, I doubt he does tomorrow. Bowman had 2 hits tonight, ironically. It is funny to Owen's point, to Black Gritty's point, about how, you know, if they win tomorrow, we're all good. Like, they're going to the World Series. Like, they still have a chance to win the pennant tomorrow. And again, we think they should be favored. They will be a favorite in the game, but it's hard to get there right now when we just watched that tonight.
Yeah, I know, but I think in about 5 minutes I will. I can only handle
– We know.
I can only handle so much of like, oh, this team sucks, Topper sucks, everything sucks. Like, I know it sounds – I don't know if people want me to say it. I'd just be shocked if they lost tomorrow. I really would be. Like, it's Ranger Suarez, who I think we trust a lot in these moments. I can't say I trust him as much as you do because every time I try to go that far ahead, everything in my life crumbles.
Yeah, so, don't do that. Just stay where you're
at. Do not want to say that.
Yeah.
But, you're telling me that Brandon Pfaadt is going to do what he did again. You're telling me they're going to strike out 9 times. Like, I think this baseball team is pissed.
And as they should be, by the way.
They should be.
Yeah,
they should
at
be.
Themselves, yeah.
And this might sound absurd, but, like, I would have rather lost the way they lost tonight rather than a close, another comeback kind of demoralizing loss when you had all the momentum on
your
side.
I could see that.
Like, just being able to come out and flush it and say, we're on to the next one. Like, I think they're fine. And the more and more I think about it, the more and more I just keep circling back to, obviously, we as a society, like, cannot let the Diamondbacks make the World Series.
It's so important. I mean, it's bad for baseball.
It's horrible for the sport.
It's hard for the sport.
So we'll try to take care of that tomorrow. And there's just been so much good. For it to crumble like this would be I couldn't put into words how horrible a loss tomorrow night is. And that's why, like, I was obviously despondent for a majority of tonight. Barely talked to you.
I know.
Didn't want to talk to anyone in the concourse.
Yep.
Really didn't want to talk to anyone until I opened the mic. I feel good about tomorrow. Okay. I really do.
Good.
I feel good about tomorrow.
Good. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's see where you're at. Are you as confident in Jack and tomorrow as upset
confident
about
in Jack or confident
as confident as Jack? As
Jack? Because no one should be confident in me.
That's a very good point. It's an important clarification.
Thank you.
There.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Are you as confident as Jack in tomorrow, and are you as upset tonight as we are? 215-592-9494. We'll continue to take your calls. Special edition of High Hopes Radio, broadcasting from live from the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth. Deborah Heart and Lung Center, the Delaware Valley's only heart hospital. It's Fritz, it's Seltzer, it's High Hopes Radio. We'll come back, take your calls. Don't go anywhere.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
It's High Hopes Radio, special edition of Final Out. Jack Fritz, James Seltzer reacting to a, I wanted to say a word I can't say on the radio there, a bleepy night down at Citizens Bank Park.
Well, I mean, you curse on everything else except for the radio, so you might as well.
Yeah,
and I can tell that morale's low because, like, Buzz is back there just playing the generic return.
And he's not talking to us, like, but
no
he's, like,
highlights.
Clear, like, not talking during the break. He's just silent back
just
there.
Just sitting there despondent.
Yeah, probably, I don't blame him.
Probably with his socks on the table.
Probably was not a fun game to produce. Yeah, the shoes off for Dan is a strange
move. It's a tough scene. I guess, like, listen, I don't know, man. Maybe it's because I just sat there and had to soak it in for a while, and I got all my sadness out for the last hour and a half of the game. I don't think they're losing tomorrow. Like, I know that could send a cold shiver down your spine, but, like, I just think this year's been too good. I think the year's been too good. And I can't live in a world where I'm supposed to believe that a rookie in a game 7 of an 84-win baseball team is going to come in here and beat the Phillies with everything that's happened this year. Like, tonight sucked. Tonight was an absolute no-show. But, like, To bank on that happening again, to bank on them losing two straight to lose a series, like, wow, it's terrifying to think about. And if it happens, I mean, it's up there with the, like, Elliot brought this up before the show, and I think I said it on maybe Friday or Saturday. I mean, this is Tampa Bay all over again. I mean, but at least Tampa Bay was like
the Bucks you're talking about, in 2002.
Yeah, it's the Bucks all over again. But at least the Bucks like had Hall of Famers.
They went on to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. And I think tomorrow is going to be anxiety filled. And I think people are going to be stressed all day. But I think when 7 o'clock rolls around tomorrow and we're doing the pregame show and we get ready for 8, I think this place is going to be jumping. And, you know, there was moments tonight where even Nola's getting shelled and there's people still kind of standing up being like, you got this, Nola's
totally,
and whatever. Like, It still has that feel. The Phillies just never gave us a chance to get in it tonight.
Totally. I mean, look, including tonight, they are 11-3 in this ballpark the last two playoffs, and that's including two losses to the Astros, obviously. Look, they are a big favorite tomorrow. They should be a big favorite, and they should win in this building, and they are a better team, and they have a better starter going. Like, there are reasons to be confident for tomorrow. Without a doubt, it's just, you know, it's the hole they shouldn't have to play it. And
yeah,
and all of a sudden, for the first time this playoffs, the Philly season's on the line tomorrow.
Man, I can't believe we're here.
I can't believe we're here either.
I mean, with 11 years, and then last year, and then this year. Like, the fact that we're already back in the we're playing our first game 7 in 141 years as a franchise.
Yeah, it's crazy. Over 140 years this team's been around. This is the first time they're playing in game 7. And it's going to be here, thank goodness. I mean, that's something, but it's going to be
well,
stressful.
But thank goodness it's here. But on that same, like, you know, message, this place, while great, can also be a detriment.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone needs to bring it tomorrow. No, it's important.
Like,
You're right.
It can get tight here. It can 100% get tight here where, you know, all of a sudden people get tight. That if you're not hitting, you're striking out a lot, you allow a run, and then everyone starts thinking about, obviously, the worst. Like, it's great when the Phillies are winning, but there is 100% a tight element. And then these last, honestly, this whole series has just felt so May Phillies.
Yep.
Where they kind of just, what's been the most disappointing thing that has happened this series is there's been way too much rolling out of bed and expecting to win for me. And that's what they did at the beginning of this year where you were, they're NL champs. This is what we do.
Yeah, they admitted it. Castellanos admitted it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I hope tonight, and that's why I'm glad they lost this way, because I think that was humbling enough to be like, if we do that again tomorrow, we're packing our bags.
Yep.
And I think they have enough pride. I think they have enough gumption to where that's not going to happen.
215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones, talk to another guy we've talked to a lot this run, our guy Zach in Roxborough. Zach.
Gentlemen.
What's going on,
man? The game reminded me of Game 4. This disgusted me in a lot of ways. And I still have some hope for this. I feel like my dad was here. He'd bring up the 77 Phils. Possibly even the 64 Phils. Granted, this isn't as massive a collapse as that.
Not bring up 64.
But like, it's just it's a little heart wrenching in the sense that like you had every opportunity in this game to put this away. I know Nola didn't show up in the beginning. He definitely kind of did what Nola does every now and then in an inning, but he found himself. And you had, I counted at one point, they had 15 outs to score 5 runs, and they didn't do anything with it. I'm hoping and praying that tomorrow they come more disciplined at the plate. I got to ask you guys a question. How was the crowd there tonight? Because it didn't sound great on TV.
So it started good, and even when they were down early, it felt like the crowd was trying. You know, and when they scored that first run, the crowd was really into it and all that. But as the game progressed, like fifth, sixth, seventh inning, and the Phillies just kept doing absolutely nothing, it did start to get a little less.
You know? I mean, they just didn't give us a reason.
Yeah, we were waiting. People
That's
kept
fair.
Trying, and it just never got going.
So the only thing I got to say to that is the folks who left early, I'm a little disappointed in you. I called you a disgrace online. I maybe will walk that back a little bit. But if you're going to the game tomorrow night, like you have to come to this game tomorrow night ready to lose your voice, screaming for this team. Because if you're not at that level, you better sell your freaking ticket right now to somebody.
I agree. Zach, like great point, man. Seriously.
If you're there just for the scene, just to be there for the NLCS, ooh, look, the Phillies, isn't this great? No, I don't want you there. I want the, like, rabid, rowdy, just, this is my life. This is the only thing that matters in this moment is this team freaking wins this baseball game. If you don't have that energy tomorrow, you're not welcome.
Zach, great call. And yes, like, yes, that is exactly right. We can't do this whole playoff run and talk about how we are the story of the playoffs and SEC atmosphere. And like, literally, like, we talk so much about how the really in all of baseball this year, these crowds have been potentially the biggest story. We can't take pride in that. We can't, you know, relish that if we don't show up tomorrow. Tomorrow, of all the games we've come to, this whole run, you know, it is easily the most important one, and it's the most important one for the crowd to show up for. I mean, arguably, it is one of the most important games in the history of the franchise tomorrow. It is a do-or-die game at home in the championship series. Like, it doesn't get much bigger. Tomorrow is massive for this team and for this fan base. Like, we need to show up.
A legacy game for the Philadelphia sports
fans. Damn straight, man.
But at the same time, and I feel that, I really do, they also got to give us something.
Of course.
You know?
Look, it's on the players first. Don't get me
like
wrong.
This crowd tonight, I thought early, was really, really into it. The Marsh double was really loud.
People got going. They were ready. Yes, exactly.
They could never, ever break through. Like, they just they couldn't break through. And had they broken through, had they tied the game, I think this place is just jumping. But they didn't get that hit, you know? They didn't get that hit. We can only do so much. And I think we have a great home field advantage, but, like, we're just in the stands.
Yeah.
You know? Those guys ought to have to go out there and do a job.
Totally. Let's go to Yardley and talk to Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. I really hope I'm not one of those sad faces tomorrow that you guys were talking about.
It's all right. It's the right night for it.
Yeah.
My buddy and I have been to all the playoff home games, and we'll be there again tomorrow. And I just thought, and like you guys just said, it's not on the fans. But tonight, I usually try to gauge it from the top of the first, how everyone is with those first few pitches. And this was the weakest out of all of the games, in my opinion. I know it's 5 p.m. 5 p.m. is not friendly to getting raucous, but I just thought there was, the juice was lacking from the start.
Well, and you know what it felt like to me? It felt like to me that, and you know, maybe it's on me and Seltzer. Yeah, but
I wasn't expecting that.
But I think everyone was on the same mindset of like they're gonna show up and win tonight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No, that's our bad. You're right.
And we brought that energy. The players brought that energy. And that's why, like, I'm glad they got, like, humbled. I'm glad they got humbled like that because that was embarrassing. I mean, that's embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. That is the first word that comes out of my mouth.
It's totally embarrassing. And I just think that everyone took for granted how great this place can be. And I don't think that'll happen tomorrow.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I desperately want them to win more than anything. I'll be screaming my face off. But these approaches, ever since we got out to Arizona, have been pretty poor. I mean, Trey's swinging at most pitches he sees. Nick has not looked good other than driving a ball last game to deep center.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm not seeing a lot of great approaches. We're not really working the pitchers. I mean, Schwarber and Harper walked in the first, but, I mean, that's because they weren't getting pitches to hit. They weren't going to get pitches to hit. Kelly just admitted that. Like,
no, you're right, Dan.
I hate the approaches right now.
Good call. And I think that's that Jack coming out of tonight. Going into tomorrow, I think we all have a ton of confidence in Ranger. I have a ton of confidence in the fact that, you know, all the guys we trust the most, the Hoffmans, the Alvarados, all those guys didn't pitch tonight. Like, you feel really good about the pitching side.
By the way, it's funny
that
Jeff Hoffman's now in that conversation.
He should be, though, but right? He is. But, I mean, like, you feel really good about the pitching side of things.
Yep.
It's the question is, are they going to show up with the bats?
Totally.
Especially against this kid who shut him down in game three.
Totally. And if they have that same approach, it's going to be a long night. It's been a lot of trying to tie the game up on a home run when no one's on base for no reason.
I know. They're down like four runs and they're swinging out of their shoes.
Like trying to get that home run that rejuices the crowd. Well, you know what else juices the crowd is getting some hits and you know starting to rally. So yeah, I feel way more confident on the pitching side tomorrow than I do the hitting side because outside of Schwarber and Harper. JT, yeah. Marsh.
Yeah, Marsh has been there. They're giving them the best at bats of the series, practically.
Still trust Stotty. And Turner, while was hitting .500, he is back to chasing a lot, which isn't, you know, we don't need that right now. Cassiano's chasing a ton. I don't really care that Bohm got two hits tonight. They were like little slappies.
They were weak little slaps to the right side.
Jeter got 3,000 of those. Like, talk about a not impact player. But, like I just the offense just does not have that look right now. So I mean, it might be a game that you win 3-1.
Wow, great, nice and stressful. All right, 215-592-9494. It's High Hopes Radio Special Edition of Final Out. We're broadcasting live from the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth, Deborah Heart and Lung Center, the Delaware Valley's only heart hospital. One more segment for us. We'll continue to take your calls. Tom Kelly's got you after that as we react to a brutal NLCS game loss, game six, here at home and set up for the first ever, unbelievable, the first ever game seven in Philadelphia Phillies history. How crazy is that? I have a stat for you coming up next. It's almost hard to believe just how crazy it is that the Philadelphia Phillies, who have been established since 1883, have never been to a game seven before. That's coming up next as well as your calls. It's High Ups Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
It is High Ups Radio, a special edition of Final Out. Jack Fritz, James Seltzer reacting to a no-show.
Another exciting return
from the
here.
Phillies. Yeah. Oh, Dan Wilson's just mailing it in.
Oh, I mean, this
checked
is,
out.
Who's more? Who who didn't show up more tonight? The Phillies or Dan Wilson?
It's a close one.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah, probably still the Phillies, which is pretty sad.
Yep.
For the Phillies. How about this?
Or Devin Caney.
Yeah, Devin, sad fan picture.
Yeah.
On TV as the sad fan, Eric, her boyfriend, on TV looking morose.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Bad vibes.
We just asked you not to do that.
The cool returns just don't seem fitting right now. Like the generic returns seem like it fits the mood.
I know, but we already moved on to ripping Devin.
Why didn't you jump in when we were talking about it?
Well, I didn't want to cut you off mid-sentence here.
You did anyway. Okay, well, you know. We're talking about something else.
Yeah, right, we're ripping Devin.
I'm going to go back to turning my mic off.
I mean, have a feel for me one time.
Hey, Dan, put your shoes on, buddy.
Yeah.
The shoes are on, by the way. That's only a winning move.
You're supposed to be Big Game Wilson. I mean, what's your...
Yeah, no, they got Tucker coming back in for Game 7. My record. Records out the window now.
Thank God.
Thank goodness.
Seriously.
Well, he blew game four.
Wow. Yeah, well, no.
We've all got our issues right now.
Interesting,
right?
To hear you ripping another coworker.
Oh, yeah, it's messed up. Messed up. Yeah, we don't do that here. We don't do that here. Yeah. All right, how about this one? Teams, and this will end for the Phillies tomorrow, only four teams in Major League Baseball have not played a Game 7. Obviously, the Phillies will play their first tomorrow. The Colorado Rockies, established in 1993. The Seattle Mariners, established in 1997, and they don't ever make the playoffs. And the San Diego Padres, established in 1969. The Phillies, established in 1883, never played a Game 7. How crazy is that? How insane is it that this is the first time tomorrow that we're playing a Game 7? I mean, we don't make the playoffs that often either, but...
I don't know if you know this, James, but they are the losingest franchise in the history of sports.
That's a good point.
So it's hard to get to Game 7s when you're not in position very often. But yeah, I mean, given all the 07-11... Now they haven't been in game fives.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This might be a big take. I'm not looking forward to it. As simple as that.
Yes. Well
not,
said.
Not
well said.
Looking forward to it.
It's gonna,
the angst of a game seven.
It's gonna be stressful.
Sounds
I mean,
miserable.
You can barely handle games when we're winning like 7-2, you're still a mess. So
yeah, and by the way, let me just clear this up for a lot of people out there. You know, there's a lot of tweets at me. You know, when they were down 4-1, 5-1. I'm like, oh, place a live bet on the Diamondbacks. Hey, genius. It's like minus 10,000. Like, what are you talking about? Does anyone, why does no one understand my bets?
That's a good point.
It's only when the Phillies are leading and I feel like they're about to blow it.
Yep.
Because I never have confidence in this team.
Which has been justified.
The big sick part of my brain is I never really trust them. But that's why we're here.
And that's why you trust them tomorrow, right?
Dude, I actually have a sick amount of trust in them tomorrow.
I can tell. I mean, that's
I'm
like
kicking my feet up right
the
now.
The main thing you led with. I come on, I'm like devastated.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Ah, we're going to be fine tomorrow.
They're fine.
This is the most unexpected turn by anyone
in the history.
Yeah,
because I can only handle it for so long.
It's good.
They lost. They got punched in the mouth. And they're going to go out there. They're going to get to Brandon Faught. He's not going to do what he did last time. And we have the cold-blooded assassin and Ranger Suarez in the mouth. Like, it stinks. I sulked in it for a long time tonight. I got Shake Shack. Shake Shack usually turns this whole thing around.
Yeah.
Like, they're fine. They're fine.
Love it. 215-592-949. But that is the attitude we need to have. To the points that were made before, like, it is a really important night in the ballpark tomorrow for the fan base to show up. Like, I know it's going to be stressful, and I know if they go down, we're going to be stressed, and it's going to be tight. Like, we have to do what we can to bring it tomorrow night because – you know, it can hurt this team if it's too tight in this building. Let's go back to the phones, go to Pod Sound, talk to Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What up, Tommy?
Not the best way to come home from work from seeing that. I mean, starting from the frustrating at-bats and just the pitching in general, it's just never easy with this team. But you know what? With this team in mind, that's what makes them resilient. And you know what? I'm just going to make it short and easy here. To quote Rocky here, it's not about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you get hit and keep moving forward and how much you take to keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done!
And you know what? It's also not only about thriving on getting punched in the face, kicked in the stomach, kicked in the neck, stabbed in the back, whatever you want to call it. We as a team and as fans have been in this fight time and time and time again in this season. That's why we're the fighting. So we got to go out and get what we're worth. And prove to 46 God knows how many thousand fans to show what we're worth. So let's go, Phils! Let's do this!
Love it, Tom. Great. I mean, great message there. And look, they are the fightins.
Oh.
The fightins! The fightins!
And this point was brought up earlier, but there's no way that baseball is rooting for a Rangers.
Well, so I'm not a huge conspiracy theory guy. I'll dip my toes in those waters every once in a while.
I mean, you read fiction books.
I do. What does that have to do with conspiracy?
I mean, it seems like
yes.
You like to believe
live
it.
In a different. Yes, that's a good way to look at it.
Waste your time.
I definitely think that if Major League Baseball could influence a game, they want the Phillies to win. I feel very confident about that.
My dad's a big, like, everything's fixed, and they want it's like that if they want that, then every series will be seven games. Like, what are you talking about?
Yes, no, that's true.
So, it. By the way, I just want to point this out. Mm-hmm. Would take it.
Give it to me. Are you kidding me? Don't care at all. Nope.
Rig it all you want.
I have no intention.
I mean, the Eagles won a rigged game yesterday. Yeah, I mean, 10 penalties to none. Like, are you serious? I'm just kidding. Okay? It's been a tough night. I don't mean to take it out on the Eagles.
Yeah, they lifted this city up. Can't believe the birds. They showed
Kelsey was here.
There was no bump from that.
There was no Eagles bump.
Yeah.
That's because they were out on the people. I knew them in the suite.
In the suite. Yeah, I agree. And also, like, by the time they showed him, it was like the sixth inning. It's like, all right, we're cooked anyway. Like, you know, get them going early.
You know what they need tomorrow? They need the Sixers to be here to really raise the spirits.
Show them what losing really is like. All right, let's go to Chalfont and talk to Dave. Yo, Dave.
Hey, guys. Massive fan of the podcast. You guys are awesome. Listen to you all the time. Got to bring the energy tomorrow night. I've been to multiple games. One of those idiots with the alligator hats at the game, if you see it on the Jumbotron. But
nice.
We're trying to get tickets tomorrow night. I'm going to see what I can do. But, I feel good about tomorrow night. We've got I have two jerseys. I've got a Carlos Ruiz and I've got a Ranger Suarez jersey. The dude is ice cold. He has ice in his veins. We've got Wheeler in the pen. We've got Alvarado. We've got Hoffman. We've got the guys to do this. And we've got the experience. And we've seen Fott. And we weren't patient at the plate the first time we saw him. We got to be patient. He throws a million balls. Just got to be patient at the plate, play with confidence. And I think we can come out with a W tomorrow night.
Love it.
Appreciate it.
Dave, good message. And thanks for listening to Pod, man. We really appreciate it. And look, I appreciate that. I doubt that when I am back at work far too soon, although it'll be even more soon tomorrow night, I doubt that everyone will be as positive as Dave, the people I talk to tomorrow. But I do appreciate it. And to Jack's point at the beginning of the show, even though tonight sucked and they didn't show up and it's hard to envision tomorrow going positive, sitting in this building looking at this field right now, we should be positive about them tomorrow. I mean, they absolutely have the pitching advantage. They have the one guy on the hill you want on the hill the most in a biggest of spots. And they're a better baseball team. It's just, will the bat show up? Fritzy, tie a bow on this for us before we get out of here.
Yeah. The bow is this. You know, this is a team that has given us a lot of special moments this year. This is a team that we've talked about has earned our trust. They've no-showed a couple times a series, which is incredibly disappointing. But I think when push comes to shove, and when it comes to winning time, and when it comes to this team and who they are and the makeup of them and you know a lot of the mental fortitude that we've seen them show, you know, over the last 2 years, coming back from, you know, seven games under 500, firing the manager, to Rob Thompson coming on this year, six games under 500. You know, they have fought a lot. And I just think the more and more we talk about it, they got absolutely humbled and embarrassed tonight by a team that was excited to be here. You know, Torrey Lovello talked before the game about how, like, we didn't come here to get our ass kicked. Well, they didn't.
They didn't. They didn't. And credit, yeah.
It's a game seven. It's going to be anxiety-filled. I think this park will be ready to go tomorrow by 8 o'clock, maybe 5 o'clock, a little off. 8 o'clock, there'll be plenty of time for time in the parking lot. And we got our guy on the mound.
Yep.
And with Ranger Suarez on the mound, I feel really confident. We have all the horses behind him ready to go. It's showtime. I think they're going to show up. And while I'm dreading the possibility, I'm excited for the game.
Yeah, me too. And look, again, as strange as it sounds, they can win the pennant tomorrow night. You know, that's right there in front of them still. And no one on the planet I'd rather have starting the game for the Phillies than Ranger Suarez. So I'm with you. It's a big, biggest game, one of the biggest games in the history of the franchise tomorrow.
Yay.
We'll show up. We'll bring it. Fritz and I will be back on tomorrow for the pregame on from 6 to 7:30, getting you set. The vibes will be better.
I believe it.
We'll get some positivity going. This place will be rocking. We'll get some hits. We'll get some runs, and it'll be a party. The Phillies just need to show up and do their job, and I believe they will. Thank you to everyone who called in. We could not do the show without you. Thank you to Dan Wilson. Doing an okay, you know, job back in the studio. I expect more from Dan in the future, but I believe we'll get it. And again, thank you to everyone who called in. Couldn't do it without you. We'll be back tomorrow. Obviously, Tom Kelly's coming up next. He'll be taking your calls, continuing to react. Until tomorrow, he's Fritz. I'm Seltzer. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.